What's the most exciting and most watched sport in the United States? If you said anything else but football, you lose. Welcome to the Air Raid Attack Podcast. Nothing's more exciting than college or pro football. And when we say football, we don't mean soccer. Oh, no. We'll hang, we'll give you in-depth analysis, and you know what? Football and life have a lot in common. So you'll hear us tackle life topics sometimes, too.
Right!
So let's do it. This is the Air Raid Attack Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
And this is your host, Air Raid Mike.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Yours truly, Air Raid Mike here, coming at you live on a cold and rainy day here in Oklahoma City. But if you're tuning in, obviously join the conversation. Comments below, they'll pop up. We'll get to those throughout today's show. And it's been a while since I've been on the mic. And guess what? We got a fun show. So without further ado, hey, let's talk about it. We got solar eclipse coming up on April 8th. We got the NFL draft slowly but surely coming around. And the Denver Broncos just keep doing Denver Bronco things. But what's the best way to talking Denver Bronco football without further ado, bringing in on my good friend, all the way from beautiful Colorado, Clyde Diesel. Clyde, dude, first of all,
yes, sir.
Welcome on. And, dude, I'm ready for the show.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here, man.
And hey, how's life treating you?
Fantastic. I'm great. Thank you for asking. I'm more excited about baseball's opening day tomorrow. You know, I'm a baseball guy, so
indeed.
You forgot about that. Don't forget, baseball season is upon us.
Rockies winning it all this year?
No. I think they're losing it all. I think they're going to be the worst team in baseball, maybe.
I'm with you on that one. We'll do a baseball show here probably soon.
Today.
Maybe.
Let's do it today. I'm a Dodgers fan now. I'm all in on the Dodgers. Everybody hates me, and I love it. I've been a Dodger fan for about a week, and I am a dick. And I am okay with it.
Real
you can't quick. Tell me nothing as a Dodger fan.
Okay, so here's the deal. We'll talk that real quick. During the break, that was a lot going on personally, but nothing too bad. Trust me on that one. Just a lot of working hours. The podcast, the Air Raid Attack Podcast, is officially a member of the Off the Ball Network, and one of them you can listen to on the network is Competitive Hedge Podcast. Welcome to the OTBN, guys. Looking forward to the show. Appreciate it. And Chandler Hyler Zaliak covering the Denver Broncos. I'll definitely reach out and let him get on as well. Appreciate that as well, Matt. Hey, we're already kicking.
What about me, Matt? Just because I'm a Dodgers fan, I can't be a Broncos fan too? Come on.
Clyde, you'll be on that one, I promise you. So speaking of baseball, makes, I mean, obviously Rockies, Dodgers. I mean, I get Dodgers better winning percentage probably in the last 40 years compared to the Rockies probably in the last 3 years. But what made you switch to the Dodgers besides Ohtani?
No, Ohtani is my guy, dude. I fucking love that guy. So that thing that's going on with his interpreter, it's like hurts my feelings, man. So what's people going think on he's a bad guy.
So fill me in, because this was going on during a lot of these working hour days, and I just have not had the chance to really sit down and investigate this. So what exactly is going on?
it's a wild story. I don't know all the details. I don't think anybody does, right? But so there's all this speculation of what's going on, and here's what is being said is that Ipe Masahara, I think it's something like that, was Shohei's interpreter slash best buddy slash personal assistant slash everything that he needed for English. Ipe was there, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like they're best buddies.
Gotcha.
And somewhere along the line, Ipe started gambling on what he says is soccer and racked up $4.5 million worth of debt.
Holy crap.
Yes. And so when you look at it like that, you say, how in the world would a bookkeeper allow an interpreter to have $4 million worth of debt? Or $4 million worth of credit, right? Because it's an illegal, it's illegal to gamble in California. Mm-hmm. So you have to go through an illegal bookie, and the bookie said, oh, I got Shohei's, you know, his interpreter here. So I am going to use that, lean into it and say, hey, I have Shohei. Shohei is part of my group of, you know, whatever. And so it gives him clout, this bookie. So they really leaned into each other, the bookie and the interpreter. So they fly to Korea the first night they're in Korea. Well, the opening day, Dodgers Padres was last Wednesday, I think.
Correct.
Anyway. So last Wednesday after the game, Ipe said, there's going to be a story that comes out. It's about me and gambling.
Gotcha.
And so this is the first that Shohei, and this is what Shohei said in his press conference yesterday or the day before, Monday. Mm-hmm. He said he had no idea. He's blindsided by this. And ultimately, he said that Ipe was stealing from him. And that he never gambled on sports ever, which I tend to believe Shohei, because if you know anything about Shohei, he's like the most upstanding, gentlemanly guy you could ever imagine.
Right.
Right. And this Ipe guy, it's like fraud after lie after, you know, all this dirt is coming out on this Ipe dude. So I tend to believe Shohei over the interpreter. So how this guy can rack up $4 million in debt is
insane.
It's insane. But listen, when you're the interpreter, right? Mm-hmm. Everything goes through Ipe. So let's say, you know, you have a press conference or you want to get on a podcast or whatever you do.
Right.
You don't call Shohei, you call Ipe. Ipe will then relay it to Shohei, and Shohei will say, let's go. Right? Mm-hmm. And so Ipe probably has access to everything in Shohei's life, which is a wild, crazy thought, right? So, but imagine like your closest confidant having access to everything. Like Ipe, just handle all of that, and everything else I'll just worry about on the field stuff.
Right.
So let's say Ipe says, I'm going to, he'll call the financial advisor and say he wants to send a loan to this number through his account, 500 grand, whatever it might be.
Right.
And then the financial advisor will be like, are you sure that's what Shohei wants? Like, yeah, Shohei's right here. He said yes. And so, you know. He doesn't even really, Shohei doesn't have to be there. This guy could literally take control of all of Shohei's finances.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Which it seems to be that's what was going on. So when it came out that this Ipe guy was stealing from Shohei, this is how he was doing it. Allegedly.
Right, of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
I tend to believe Shohei is as stand up as, like, I'm 99.9% sure that Shohei had nothing to do with this. He's as floored as everybody else, you know, that the,
well, I'm this sure came he out. Is because his reputation's on the line.
And if you've seen anything, what's going on social media, like, everybody's, you know, making fun of him, you know, Mookie Betts. So it's like Shohei and Betts, like, ha ha ha. Look at that. It's funny. Ha. Let's make fun of Shohei time when really he's been nothing but like the best guy ever. So, you know, I've just tended to lean into my love for the Dodgers because I am 100% on Team Shohei. So, yeah, there you go. Hopefully, you know, everything blows over and it sucks for him. And I can only imagine what he's going through. So I kind of feel bad for the guy.
Well, I definitely feel bad. I don't have much to say just because obviously I haven't really read into it much yet to really give an opinion. But, you know, my thing is, you know, of course, that's a, you know, side. But aren't you worried that what you think about this year about Ohtani? Is it, I mean, obviously he can't pitch coming off of Tommy John. Mm-hmm. And hitting-wise, I'm kind of curious how that's going to go if he even does do much hitting. So where?
Oh, he's in a crush, dude.
You concerned about that elbow though? Still, when he hits?
No, no, dude. He's hitting bombs, man. He's hitting bombs.
I just say leave him hitting and just the pitching. Just let him go with that.
No way, dude. He's a great. He's like the best pitcher in the National League.
Well, because
will be next year.
Well, I can say yeah. That's good. Yeah, in 25.
In 25, he's going to be a contender for the Cy Young again. Like, he's that guy, dude. He's that good. He could compete. He could be, like, a finalist for the MVP this year just as a designated hitter.
Right.
And then next year as a pitcher on top of it. Like, the guy's insane, man. He's like, on another level. So, yeah, I fully expect Shohei to hit, like, 40 home runs and steal 25 bases.
I think
like a 300 hitter.
I was about to say, I can see him hitting 350 somewhere in that ballpark.
No, I wouldn't say 350. That's deep. But 300?
There's a few good, decent pitchers in the NL. He can hit off a lot of them, though.
Well, they play everybody, too, now.
Exactly.
They play everybody now, so it's like... It's yeah, they're gonna Shohei is gonna be a beast this year. An absolute juggernaut, especially in that lineup, dude. Sick.
Well, you made it obviously clear Rocky's probably the worst team this year in the league, which I probably wouldn't argue that factor. Who's your best team?
Dodgers and Braves. Like, those two teams are gonna be the two teams that end up fighting it out for the National League championship, but whoever wins the National League, I think, is going to win the World Series. So,
ooh.
But I mean, ooh. The Rangers maybe in the AL, they got a young kid. They got this Wyatt Langford kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rookie this year, he's an absolute stud. So the Rangers could very well repeat.
I think the Rangers can repeat. I'm curious how Baltimore comes back after last year's phenomenal season.
Mm.
Curious how they come back. Curious what the Rays still do. And I think they're going to have a downfall. I think they're going to start declining here. I'm really curious, being a Yankee fan, but I'm going to be non-biased on this one. Boston and the Yankees and the Mets. Mm. Those are the three teams I really would like to see how they do after none of them made the playoffs last year.
Yep.
Especially the Yankees and the Boston. I'm curious because those two teams were the worst in the AL East.
It legit would not shock me if none of them made the playoffs again this year.
Well, no, because again, the Yankees, at least, you know, going with them, Garrett Cole out 1 or 2 months. You still don't know if they exactly. They really weren't aggressive at all during the offseason besides getting Juan Soto.
Juan Soto's a big get, though. That's a big get, buddy.
It was a huge.
But they traded all of their pitchers. They traded all of their pitchers to get him, and now they're like super thin at pitching.
Yeah, they lost out on Blake Snell. They lost out on a few others. So, you know, Jordan Montgomery signing with Arizona, which I thought was a phenomenal signing by the D-backs.
For sure. Yeah.
But Rockies, I mean, being in the, obviously in Colorado, what's is everybody excited to be at Coors Field this year?
Dude, Coors Field is the draw, man. It's the best. It's the best outdoor bar in America. So, I mean, beautiful, if you want to come, oh, so nice, dude. The draw is the Coors Field. The Rockies ownership knows that. They're like, why would we spend more for a team when we know that the draw is Coors Field? Like, they're gonna come no matter what, just because. So what if they put a bad team on the field? Like, they don't care. Well, no. They know that we'll show up as fans of just baseball. We'll show up. And
who's your dark horse?
For what?
This year's baseball season.
So, you know, last year I called the Diamondbacks winning the NL pennant.
Right.
I have my receipts on that. It's the one thing that I got right of all those hot takes. I made 100 hot takes last year, and 99 of them was a complete air ball. But I did nail the Diamondbacks getting to the World Series. And so my dark horse, I'll tell you what. I think the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to win the NL Central.
That's who I was
going to say. And I like them. I like them as a team. They're young and coming up. And I really like them. So I like them. I like Kansas City to win the AL Central. Those are my hot takes. Other than that, I think it's going to be chalk. I think you're going to have the Rangers and the Dodgers or the Braves in the World Series. Yeah, those are my picks.
My dark horse is in the AL. And I think Seattle makes a run for the AL.
That's a good call, man. That's a really good call.
Especially behind Julio Rodriguez. I think I really, really like what Seattle brings. But, you know, he's another one that can hit homers too.
Dude, he's a beast, man.
He is.
Being in Seattle, sometimes you forget that they're really, really good. And he's that guy.
Well, Seattle, I think they forgot a lot of things. No, I think I like – excuse me. I like Seattle. I think they can contend. You know, a team to keep an eye on, and I like to get your take on this. What about Minnesota? Did the youth come out this year for them? I know they're getting Snell for opening day, looks like.
I mean, I think they're going to be good. I just don't know. I don't know if I can trust them. They feel like they're just an injury away every year. And I don't know what's going to change this year for Minnesota. They're good on paper. They're probably the best team on paper in the AL Central, but I just don't trust them. One of my favorite players is Byron Buxton, dude. I love that guy. I love watching him play, but unfortunately he gets hurt a lot. I cross my fingers and hope Byron Buxton plays 150 games one year and shows everybody that he is who he is. He's maybe the most athletic player in baseball. He's definitely in that contention.
I would argue that, yeah.
He just gets hurt too much, unfortunately. So that's where I'm at with Minnesota. I just never trust them because I just don't know if they can put it all together. We'll see. Hope springs eternal. If you're a Twins fan, you're excited right now.
Well, yeah. And have you seen Target Field?
It's beautiful, dude.
Yeah, it's
another place too. Is it? Well, welcome to Minnesota.
Hey.
Welcome to Minnesota.
real quick, Tyler Glasnow. Do you think he can have a good? If he has a good season, could he potentially be the Cy Young and the NL, the Dodgers?
Another guy I don't trust to be more than 120 innings. We'll see, dude. I mean, if he pitches 100, let's say this. Tyler Glasnow pitches 150 innings for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I think he gets Cy Young votes. I don't know if he wins it, but it wouldn't shock me.
Well, no.
But it would shock me if he gets 150 innings. So that's where I'm at with him. Like, let's hope, because that guy, when he's right, he's filthy, man. He's a beast.
No, he is.
So let's hope he gets 150 innings this year. But, and if he does, I think he's definitely in the top three in the NL for Cy Young.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think Strider is the leader in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the favorite right now.
Clayton Kershaw, this is it for him after this year?
I don't know, man. Who knows?
He don't seem like he has much left in his tank, but then he feels like he does.
He's one of those guys, dude, that he gives you everything he has to get you to October, and then in October he's got nothing left. He's just not an October pitcher. But this year, he won't pitch until July, maybe the All-Star break, maybe even August. So that guy might be one of those guys that is hitting his stride in October, and maybe you could see them, you know, riding him to a world championship.
I just hope the Yankees have a good season after
that. Me too, man. Because Major League Baseball is better when the Yankees are good.
Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox are your top three. If they're good, baseball's good for October. Hey, I got some hot takes for you for the Broncos.
Oh, hit me with some hot takes for the Broncos, please.
We got 78 people watching or listening right now currently. I appreciate all you are. Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
I know, right? This is awesome. So we're about to hopefully get some good conversations going here.
All right, let's go.
I know one thing during the busy month of work, we've seen a lot of people let go. Of course, the Denver Broncos releasing Russell Wilson, taking the dead cap space, which we all knew that was going to happen. We saw that coming as of week 14 of last season. We saw that coming. So peace to Russell Wilson. Justin Simmons out. Jerry Jeudy gets traded. Yep, see ya.
I'm not sad about the Jerry Jeudy one.
That one,
I don't know if you know that.
That was more coming, I think, than Justin Simmons. I say yeah. I was more shocked by Simmons being released than it makes sense, though, because of the cap space. They had to kind of semi balance out that dead hit that they got from Russell Wilson's his contract. So, I mean, unfortunately, I get that. It sucks, but I get that. And, you know, Josie Drew signed with, I believe, Carolina.
Did you call him Josie Drool?
Well, yeah, now.
That's funny. That's a good one. Josie Drool.
Drool. Now, Josie Drool.
Drool?
he's in Carolina. Poor guy.
I hope he's not around the airport right now. Flying out to Carolina.
I'm pretty sure.
He's gone, right?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Rumors have it you're picking up Sean Payton from where he's at right now.
He's at the owner's meetings.
There you go. You're just waiting for him to ride back in Denver.
Yeah. I'll go get him. He's probably flying private, bro.
No, absolutely he is. Yeah,
he flies chartered.
Yeah, Sean Payton rides the team plane. That's
He's with the Penners right now. He's hanging out with the Penners. So they're about to release their hot take. Hit me.
Yes.
Yeah, the jersey.
Okay, so here we go. So we got obviously a new look team in Denver. Not much offseason movement. I mean, they signed some players, but nothing that really excited me there. You know, nothing to get me going. But we'll see. Jerseys, what do you think about this? Of course, the logo is going to stay the same. Supposedly, the helmet stays the same color. My assumption is the helmet style is not going to change, but the jerseys are. So what are we thinking here? Are we going Orange Crush days back to them, or are we going?
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm really curious how I'm hoping it's something legit. The Penner family says they want to do something that resembles the state of Colorado.
Interesting. And we're not going green. That's good. We're keeping the color scheme.
As far as I know, it's the color scheme that we're still keeping.
All right, good. So we're not going green. That's a good sign.
Yeah. No. What was the slogan for no save money? What was it? Spend money, pay less, or something. I don't know what it was for Walmart.
Are you talking about weed? Are you talking about marijuana? Oh,
no, I'm thinking about Walmart. You're probably thinking 420 in Colorado. No, it's definitely not marijuana green.
Okay, good. No. Good.
No. And it's definitely not Walmart colors blue.
It's not like Kush purple or whatever.
Definitely not that, no.
Okay. I'm good with that. I don't know, man. Really, we'll see. I have no idea. I hope they have block letters. I hope their lettering isn't like this futuristic, like weird letter. You see the number right behind you, the number 7 on that jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to that. I love that. This is so classically cool, dude.
I like that too, yeah. I trust the Pinner family with it. And I hope
I don't know if I hope so too. Probably end up just as long as they don't watch out for falling prices. I hope there's not like that weird, like,
well, right now
we're happy, that smiley face.
No, that falling price is happening. Off the ball network. What will be the expectation for Denver this year? Clyde, go first.
I'm not expecting much, dude. I think we draft a quarterback. I think we move up. I think we do move up and draft a quarterback.
Real quick.
I know I hate to say it, but I think the Broncos are going to move up to 4 or 6 and take a quarterback.
My answer to that regarding the expectations, I just want at this point to see the rebuilding have some promise for the future.
What would that look like? It's got to be a quarterback, right?
Quarterback play. I like to see that. I don't care at this point who it is, whether it's Stidham, whether it's Ben DiNucci, whether it's whoever we draft.
I like DiNucci.
I do too. Whoever we draft in this year's draft, if we do by chance happen to draft, which I'm assuming that we will.
Who's your hot take? Let's both assume that we take a quarterback. Who are we taking?
I say we don't take nobody. Not in the first
round. What?
So here we go. Now hear me out.
All right, I'm listening.
So my thing is this. We're about to sell the farm again on a quarterback in the top, let's just say probably top 7 picks. I'm sure majority of the quarterback would be gone. Rest assured, Caleb's going to Chicago. I don't see us trading at this point. Trading Chicago for anything unless it's PS2. And even then, I don't see Chicago giving up Caleb Williams, a generational player, for PS2. Because then that at this point, Chicago would have no quarterback for a team that just got they just got Keenan Allen. And so I don't see that route. So
yeah, Caleb, they're not. They're going. Yeah,
exactly. Caleb's the first
quarterback. Yep.
Now, Clyde, here's where I say it's a hot take on my end.
Hit it.
What does it look like? I'm going to pull up the mock draft here real quick. What does it look like for you? What would you give up if you are the teams that holds? I'm trying to find one that doesn't have music so I won't get banned.
For example, Washington. They're not trading.
Minnesota.
New England's not trading. Minnesota's going to try to trade up too.
Exactly. Right now we're currently at Chicago's at 1, which we all know they're going Caleb.
Yes.
Pick 2 goes to Washington. Pick 3 goes to New England. Pick 4 goes to Minnesota. Pick 5 goes to Los Angeles Chargers.
Wait, 4 goes to Minnesota or Arizona?
4 is Minnesota.
Did they just trade with Arizona? Because Arizona had the 4.
Did they? They must. Oh, it's a mock trade. So Arizona's 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Arizona has the 4 pick.
So Arizona 4, but so that's questionable. They can kind of work with that. The Chargers at five, they're not going to go quarterback. They could give.
Well, they're not trading with the Broncos either.
No, exactly. No. Marvin Harrison Jr. would be an excellent pick for them at five with wide receiver to give Herbert some weapons.
That's a good pick.
Then we go six. Then we go six with the Giants.
They might go quarterback. They wouldn't shock me.
Seven is Tennessee. I don't see them. I think they need more offensive line at seven for Tennessee.
Okay.
Eight, yeah, Atlanta. Like John Hall. Atlanta doesn't need a quarterback.
Nope. Because they not got anymore. Cousins,
even though he's up there in age, but still. Nine goes back to Chicago. 10 goes to the Jets. And then 11 goes to Minnesota. And then 12 comes to Denver. So here's my thing. So my question before I give you my take, what does this trade look like? Who are you trading with, number one, and what are you giving up? Because my concern is, yes, we absolutely need a quarterback. There's no ifs, buts about it. Stidham's not going to get us no more than 9 wins. I don't think he'll get us 5 wins. But what does – and DiNucci, I think, is the same. What does this look like for you before I give you my take on who we go with?
I think they trade up with Arizona, dude, at number four. And I think they got to give up a lot to get it. I think they probably have to give first this year, first next year, and probably, like, I mean, I hope not. But if they do have to use PS2 for the trade, like, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. You know me, man. I'm on the record. Like, well, anybody that was on the field that gave up 70 points, but I don't care if they're here or gone, dude. Honestly, truly. Like, I know everybody loves PS2, but he was on the field that gave up 70. I would. Sorry. So, bye. I don't care. Dude, we're in a rebuild, man. You need a quarterback. So it just is whatever you can get.
Well no, absolutely. So, we definitely need a quarterback. So would you be
willing to
give up? We're going to be bad again this year, which means we could be easily in the running for next year's number one overall pick. Are you willing and safe enough to say, I'm willing to take that risk for a quarterback? Here we go again. That may or may not have panned out in Denver, because right now, Clyde, we have not done very well with quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, if you're asking me, I would rather do what you said and not take a quarterback this year and just go best player available, maybe like a Brock Bowers at 12. That would be dope. I would be beyond ecstatic. But that's not what this experiment is about. It is about what is Sean Payton willing to do, and I don't think he's willing to suck next year.
No.
So I think he's ready to go all in. And if I were a gambling man, I would say they're going to trade with Arizona. And I think they're going to take JJ McCarthy at 4.
So I still think JJ gets there, but here's where I'm at.
I don't, dude.
I'm not sold on him, but
I'm not either. But that's the thing. What's going to happen? We still, that's.
So
who knows who he falls in love? Whoever Sean Payton falls in love with, that's who we're going to take at 4. And he'll move heaven and earth to get to 4.
Here's where I'm at with Denver for us. I say we don't trade at all. I say Jared Verse, the defensive end out of the edge out of Florida State, Dallas Turner, the edge out of Alabama, and let's just say Brock Bowers, just for the heck of it. Let's just throw in Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia. Bowers, what I like about him, you can go slot, you can use him in the slot, you can use him as wideout, you can bring him in line.
Yep.
Obviously, tight end is not a position we really need to fill, but.
No, it is, dude.
But he's
it absolutely is. We need a tight end, dude. Bad. We need a tight end as bad as, like, Mark Davis needs a haircut.
So here's where I'm at. Drafting the Bowers, help that out, especially in the red zone, especially in the goal line formation to boot, because we can't get in the end zone.
In the running game, by the way,
Well, exactly.
That was subpar at best.
Yeah, that was, yeah. And I don't know if subpar is even the right word for it. And then, or if let's just say Bowers is gone, you got Jared Burke and you got Dallas Turner at the edge. Why not start building that defensive line back up? Two phenomenal edges. You can go either way and or. I don't care if you go Turner. I don't care if you go Burse. And then here's where I go quarterback.
But we're rebuilding, dog.
You don't. Like, here's where you go quarterback.
You rebuild with a quarterback.
Here's all where right, you go quarterback. So I don't think it's Drake May. I don't think it's Bo Nix. I don't think it's going to be Michael Penix. And I tell you why I don't think it's going to be Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. His injuries concern me. He's fragile. He's a very fragile quarterback. There's a kid. He's not very tall, but he's a cocky. Uh-oh. He's a cocky little dude.
Yeah.
May or may not know where I'm going with this. We have no second round pick, so we're going to have to leverage our picks to move back up, whether it's late in the first, which I would not go that route. He's not worth the money. I would definitely pull the trigger in the second. I don't think he gets past the second. But get Spencer Rattler out of South Carolina. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Not? I don't want to root for Spencer Rattler.
Why not? So you're looking, he's a playmaker. You're looking at, courtesy of PFF, you're looking at, they gave him a grade of 91.1 outside of the pocket and then 92.8 when it comes on play action pass. He has an arm, dude. He can make plays. Now, is he the best at
all? I've seen him. Absolutely. He has two arms. Not.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's at his ups and downs. He's at his ups and downs, of course, at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Obviously getting benched for eventual number one overall pick and Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
But, dude, he's improved a lot from Oklahoma to South Carolina. Number one.
I don't know.
Two, you need that. He has that attitude. That's going to get in your face if you ain't making plays. That might be the quarterback that leads this team for Denver, and we may need that.
I don't.
Spencer Rattler, quarterback, Denver Broncos. Number, I don't care what they gave you. You can't be seven. It's got to be.
I just don't know. I don't know, man. Nah, I would be butthurt about. They might as well just run it back with Stidham, dude.
Well, I see that too, but Rattler,
you know what I mean?
Rattler is the next Baker. I'm gonna say this right now: Spencer Rattler, attitude wise, we'll see playmaking wise. Next Baker Mayfield.
He's
got a chip on his shoulder. Whoever drafts him, he's gonna be a starter by the year after his rookie year.
I just don't know if that's what. For me, I can't imagine that being a Sean Payton guy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's my next question.
Between you and me, like you have to,
quarterbacks, Sean Payton. Oh,
yes.
Which one?
Yes.
JJ.
I think JJ is, and I think Bo Nix is, and it wouldn't shock me if Michael Penix is. So I think we're going to get one of those three guys. It just depends on where you take them. I don't think Spencer Rattler is a Sean Payton guy. He strikes me as the anti Sean Payton guy.
I say don't bet the farm. Keep our picks for next year because we're gonna suck. I hate saying
I
this.
Too.
I hate you, saying be, it. I'm tired of losing. I'm sick and tired of losing. But let's just be real. We're gonna suck this year. All there is to it.
You can't trade next year's pick when you suck. It just I hate doing that. Like that's what Carolina did, and look where they're at now.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing out on a generational talent.
Yep.
For a mediocre talent at best.
Well, that was the
whole because word. They sold the farm when they sucked, and God forbid, I don't think the Broncos are in that situation. I think they're a well-coached team at the end of the day. I mean, obviously, Sean Payton had some blunders, game day blunders, but on the field, they were better. They were a well-coached team. I think you saw that with the special teams. I think the coordination of the defense got better as the season went on. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, in the offense, the offense was weird. It was not where it didn't work with Russ, and that's why he's gone, and that's why they're eating $85 million.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I think that the coordination of the offense will be better. I think this is a well-coached team in 2024, and so I don't think they're going to suck. I think that it's going to suck to be mediocre. I think they're going to be like 7 to 9 wins.
So you're getting more wins than I am. I'm at right now. I'm at 5 to 6.
I just think they're a really well-coached team. I think they're probably going to win 7 or 8 games next year again. And that sucks when you're rebuilding and you want a quarterback. But I think realistically, you can look at this team and say they're going to win 8 games, 7 games.
Well, let's look at the teams next year. You got, of course, the AFC West. We both, Chiefs.
They played the Steelers
twice.
Steelers in Denver.
Yep. Cleveland comes to Denver. The home games are Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Indianapolis, Carolina, of course, Kansas City, LA, Chargers, and the Raiders. The road game, of course, the AFC West. Then you got Baltimore, Cincinnati, Tampa, New Orleans, Seattle, and the Jets.
You could win 7 games.
Who's your 17?
That's a 7. Huh? That's an 8-win game. That's a 7 to 8 win.
Carolina's winnable. Schedule. We always split with the Chargers, or we always split with the Raiders, so there's 3.
We don't always split. They beat us 7 times in a row, dude. I don't want to have to relive Raider. I don't want to have to, like, stand up for the Raiders right now, but they got our number right now, dude.
I think positive. So,
I'm trying, dude. I know. We just, like, flip-flop. We just, like,
yeah, exactly.
They're not going to win 7 games, and I'm like, they can't beat the Raiders.
Okay, so who's your?
I think they could win 7 games. I really do. I think they're going to win 7 or 8 games. Just like this year, they're going to pick right about where they're picking right now next year. So I think they're going to be in a weird spot again next year, but you don't want to leverage next year either at the same time. But you need a quarterback, so I don't know, man. I think they're going to trade next year's first round pick to move up to number 4 with Arizona. And I think they take one of those 3 guys, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, or Penix at 4. I know it sounds crazy, but I think that's what happened.
Drake May at 4?
I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. You think Drake May is? I know a lot of people are kind of off him right now. I have no idea, man. You're the better college quarterback, but you know college football more than I do, for sure.
Well, my thing is this: he's mobile, which helps. But he's got a trick, a quick trigger, as his arm's not bad. But my thing, I'm having an issue of, do I trust the Broncos front office to really realize, okay, if we really believe, let's just say it's Drake May, I like his I like his accuracy. He's got a nice touch to the ball. I like that. But at the same time, he's also been consistent. His ball placement at times are kind of up and down. So, from what I've been reading from his scouting reports, footwork, if I can talk today, it has been some issues. So I don't know. I mean, my thing is, are you willing to practically sell your next 2 teams or 3 teams, depending on what we give up, for a quarterback that could or could not, again, pan out? But at the same time, see, I feel more comfortable if we have to trade up back into the 2nd for a quarterback that, okay, if it's Rattler, I feel comfortable with him being on the bench for this year, because guess what? But at the same time,
we're going to suck anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And we didn't give up the farm to get a quarterback. And we still have a first round pick from next year. That could turn number one.
Dude, unfortunately, the Broncos are in such a world of shit that you gotta go get a quarterback this year. It just, now is the time to do it. I mean, now is the time to do it. I think they're gonna go do it too. I mean, if I were running the team, I would have already had a quarterback by now, but that's between me and you. Whoever's running this team for the last decade has been drunk or high or both. I can't figure out which one. But I'm pretty sure I could have done as good of a job as anybody that's working over there right now.
Well, just know this. We passed up on CeeDee Lamb for Jerry Jeudy.
Dude, I don't want to. I can't. I can't do it. I can't go back in time, dude. I can't.
We passed up. Who's Josh Allen?
Chubb. Chubb,
it was. Yeah,
dude. Please don't.
I'm not trying to. That's.
You know, I know. But now is it. Yeah, you got to go now. But now is the time you move up and go get a quarterback. Don't mess around. Go get your guy. Find your guy. Figure it out. That's our guy. And then go get him. Don't try to let him fall to you. Don't get cute. Don't be dumb. Don't join a cult. Those are the two rules in life, as Cecil Lamy would say. Don't be dumb. Don't join a cult. Figure out who your guy is and then go get him. Mm. Period. And at four with Arizona, I think you have a trade partner. And I think that you could, I think you're going to take one of those three guys at four. And people are going to be pissed. And I don't care. And we all will. We'll all be like, what are they doing? That guy would have been there at 12. I know that's going to be the conversation. I don't care. Get your guy. Get him as soon as you can. And let's move forward. So that's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to trade up to four. They're going to take a quarterback that everybody thinks would have been there at 12. And we're going to be Broncos country on Twitter for about five more months. And then we'll see. And then I think the rebuild begins.
My side is go after an edge. Build that defense back up. Get your quarterback with Rattler at two, second round. Get that cocky SOB in Denver. Mm-mm. And let's make it happen.
Okay.
And the next year we can draft somebody else.
Okay. I'm with you, dude. I know they make quarterbacks every year. I get it. I'm with you, dude. You know me, man. I'm on the record. Last time we talked, I said I wanted a guy that had to wake up at 3 in the morning to eat. So.
Because here's why. Here's why I'm not.
You know I'm on that.
And you know where I'm going with this for next year. Here's why I am not at all giving up the farm. There's two quarterbacks.
Shadur, don't say Shadur.
There is two quarterbacks that I want on the radar next year.
Shadur, one of them?
Shadur Sanders.
Oh, man. All right.
Shadur Sanders. And, okay. As much as I hate saying this, Quinn Ayers out of Texas.
Okay. I mean.
But don't forget, dude, Travis Hunter's going to come out this year's draft, too. Next year's going to be loaded. 25. And do you.
I mean,
loaded.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, every year has their class. Every year's a good class. Right. Every year has their players. This year, they have quarterbacks, dude. There's a lot of quarterbacks that really are, I mean, could be good. I don't know if they will be good. And I'm with you, dude. If it were up to me, I would go best player available at 12. Trade down if you can. But I don't think they're going to be able to trade down. I don't know anybody who wants the 12 pick. It's a weird spot to be in.
Well, it is, because here's the deal. A lot of people, I'm all 110 people that's watching, obviously they're smart people. I know, that's impressive. All 110 and then some, that watch and listen down the road is extremely smart. A lot of people don't realize that, don't follow how
some of them are not smart.
Every pick is,
you know who you are,
a certain slot, a certain money towards that pick. So, you know, you can't trade, but they may, you know, this could be where that Spencer Rattler thing comes down. Maybe you trade down and get your Spencer Rattler, or does Bo Nix, that's another thing. Could they see Bo Nix fall to 12? Then you got your quarterback and you really didn't give up anything. You didn't give up anything?
But that's that strategy of hope, bro. That hope, I hope this guy falls to me, or I hope that we can move back up in the second and get our guy. That's not a strategy, dude. That's definitely not Sean Payton's strategy. You know, Sean Payton doesn't play, man. He moves up. When he finds his guy, he goes and gets him. So I don't expect the Broncos to stay at 12. I expect them fully to move up to 4 and take a quarterback.
Can you imagine Spencer Rattler and Brock Bowers?
I mean, I get it, dude. You can go, don't go back in time.
Cannot. Yeah, jokes aside, Denver and Broncos country as a whole on Twitter, especially on X, whatever you call it. Yeah, we have to quit going back to the bad days, Vance Josephs and
it's
Bubbles and
Coach Buttons. Coach Buttons. Good old Nathaniel Hackett, dude.
Yep.
Coach Buttons. No, don't go back. Broncos country, stop. Let's move forward. We all know what happened. It sucked. It's going to continue to suck a little bit. But we got to go get the guy year.
No, you're right. And before we move, switch transitions over to your thoughts on the NFL changes. What has sucked even more is the fact that during this 7 to 8 year time span that we've been completely out of the playoffs, most of them with losing records, the Kansas City Chiefs has been nonstop winning Super Bowls.
Oh my God. Tisha out there? Is she listening?
I don't know if she is. I haven't talked to her forever. I have no idea if she is.
Oh God.
Enjoy the moment, because one of these days we're going to get back there. Maybe, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a dynasty, dude. They're a dynasty.
Good. No, they're good.
It makes losing right now that much worse.
Well, it does.
It's like, oh, dude, not only do we suck while the Chiefs are winning. The Chiefs have Taylor Swift, bro.
I'm so sick of Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Are you a Swiftie?
It's like, no, but I know people. No. But it would be nice to have Taylor Swift on a Bronco with a Bronco coat on.
Tell her.
Do you know what I mean?
Her and Spencer Rattler can date, and then they can have you switch.
Oh God. Ugh. Anyway, so yeah, no, they are a dynasty right now, and that makes it 10 times worse. So,
in this losing streak.
Yeah, we have to take our medicine this year, today, Mike. We got to move up to 4. And take the quarterback that will lead the Broncos for the next at least 5 years.
Well, they got to make it through the rookie contract. That hasn't happened in quite a while.
They will. I feel like they will. They're going to find their guy, dude. And they're going to identify him, and then they're going to go get him. And I believe that. And it's going to look bad. It's going to be like, Bo Nix at 4? What the hell? I'm guilty. I know I'm going to be guilty. I told my buddy Mark the other day, like, I don't want Bo Nix at 12, but I would want him at 4, if that makes sense. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like if they go and get the guy at 4, then they've identified that is absolutely who they want. That's absolutely who they're going to build around. They will absolutely dedicate the next few years to building around that guy. Whereas if they just like let a guy fall to them at 12, it's like, I like him. He was the best of the rest kind of thing. it will feel hollow. And I don't know if it'll be like you settled. So I don't know. I think it's going to be four. I think the Broncos are going to take a quarterback at four.
Well, I will say this.
I've said it enough. That's where we're at.
Before we
switch. And that's where we're at. What is everybody? We have 110 people listening. What do they think?
Everybody, let Clyde know your thoughts on the Denver Broncos. Do you trade up, sell the next 3 years of your rebuild?
Or not three. I think you can get him for this year and next year's first.
And PS2, he's got to be thrown.
No, you don't have to go. Not to go to four.
Well, it depends on who it is, though. They may
Arizona. Who?
Whoever needs a safety.
No, I don't think the Broncos are in. They're not, dude. They're married to PS4, to PS2.
PS2.
They love that guy.
He's the next.
They're not gonna. They would only trade PS2 to go up to one, and they're not getting to one. So PS2 is staying in Denver. He's not going anywhere.
Listeners and watchers and listeners, chime in on the comments below. Let us know. You're a Denver Bronco front office, are you moving up to the top? Let's just say top five.
Let's say four. Number four. That's where they're going.
Number four, to get your quarterback of the future, to sell the farm, or are you staying at 12, hoping a potential Bo Nix? Are you trading down to get a potential Michael Penix or Spencer Rattler?
Why would you trade down for Penix? I don't understand that concept. Everybody's saying he's falling, dude. Why is he falling?
Penix, because he's injury prone, dude.
They all are.
You're right about
you get,
that.
You get hit by an NFL linebacker, everybody's fragile, bro.
Well, if you see him.
You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. I mean, yeah, he's been hurt before. I get it.
And I'm not,
but at the same time,
I'm not completely not saying Michigan's D line was horrible, because they were, obviously, but
they were awesome.
They were amazing. Penix, I think, saw more grass than he saw field down throwing the ball.
He walked off the field without a limp, so he's good. He had a little bit of a limp.
He was
limping a little bit.
But I will say this.
Hopefully. He did live through that, so let's face it. If you're going to live through that, you'll live through an NFL game.
But I will say this. Spencer Rattler's been benched, came back, and
exactly
phenomenal. So, I mean, at least he shows, you know, he can come back. But I will say this. Regardless, of the direction that we go in the first round, keep a name that I would love to see in our backfield this year, Jalen Wright.
Who's Jalen Wright?
Running back out of Tennessee.
Nice. Okay.
He's a.
Where do you think they could get him?
He's good.
What round?
I don't know if he'll drop the three, but if we could, that'd be amazing. I will say this: if he drops the third round, which I don't see that, but if he does, that's a steal. Because I think he's the second best back in the draft. But we'll see. Yeah, comments below. Let us know what you think on Denver's situation. Do they move up, stay at 12? I see some mock drafts go down. Do they go down? Let us know who they get and who you think Denver should draft in the in this year's draft, and we'll post him throughout the show. Hey, Clyde, have you seen the new changes from tackling and or non-tackling, that is, and the new kickoff rule? Don't know if you saw that or not, but I thought the kickoff rule was pretty cool. Of course, the kicker's by himself. Clyde is muted at the moment, so we'll keep it going. Kicker's and he's gone for the time being. Kicker's gone by himself, of course. Let me get off of there. Here we go. There we go. Clyde is and he's back. Get him back on.
I'm back, guys. Sorry.
Clyde.
Whoops.
You're good. What's your thoughts on that? I like it.
I'm sorry. I was gone. I I was gone. I went to Mars for a minute, but I'm back now, and I have t-shirts for everybody. So
how was?
What are we talking about?
How was Mars?
Cold AF.
The new kicking rule. Have you heard about it? Have you seen it yet?
The NFL. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? I actually like it.
Do you?
It's interesting.
It looks like a peewee game, but I don't know. Okay.
For all you that don't know, the kicking team kicker will also continue to kick from the 35-yard line. And then the rest of his team will be lined up on the opponent's 40, eliminating the traditional head start rule. And then the returning team will field up to two returners in the backfield. And then the rest of the remaining of the team will line up on a new setup zone, which is between the 30 and the 35-yard line. I don't know how you can say it's set up between the 30 and 35. I mean, what you can do?
You can stagger them.
32-and-a-half-yard line.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you'll have like four or five guys on the 35 and four or five guys on the 30 or whatever.
With Marvin Mims, we should see a lot of kickoff returns this year.
Yeah, just get rid of it altogether. Why do you need a kickoff? How dumb is the kickoff, dude? You're going to kick it off through the end zone anyway, dude. Like, just stop. Stop with the kickoffs.
Now, is the onside kick, excuse me, are the onside kicks still good? I mean, is that rule still the same? Do we know? Does anybody know?
I mean, how do you onside kick it like that, dude?
I don't know. That's what I'm
wondering. I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
The onside kick rule?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What do you do? Kick it? Yes. There's no more onside kick.
What they should do, just let the kicker go grab it. And
yeah, no, it's maybe. There's yeah, it's dumb. I don't know. I guess it's dumb. I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Just eliminate it. Just stop kicking it.
Well, Denver,
just give the ball to 25 or whatever, or make it like fourth and. So I know there's somebody said that you can have the ball, let's say, at the 25-yard line of your 25, and it's fourth and 15, and you can either punt or go for it on every single point after the kickoff. I like that rule. That's an interesting rule. Therefore, like, if you're down and you need points, you get a fourth and 15 play. If you convert, you keep the ball and you keep moving. If you miss, they get the ball wherever, 25 or wherever.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like it too. So I like that rule. Why not do that? Just eliminate the kickoff. We don't punt it, for Christ's sake. I don't know. But if you're going to dick around with the kickoff and make it look like that, just eliminate it. It looks dumb.
Speaking of looking dumb, eclipse.
Sorry.
Solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we'll be seeing here in America, we'll be seeing a lot of solar eclipse here in the next week or two. I think it's what?
Especially April. You in Oklahoma, dude.
Yeah. April 8th, I believe, is when it's going to all kick off. No pun intended. But
stupid kickoff. If we're gonna have to like eliminate that word from our lexicon, it's gonna be like punt off or whatever. Sorry, carry on.
So April 8th, we're gonna have a total solar eclipse. Of course, the next one won't happen until 2044. And
why is Oklahoma preparing like the aliens are coming?
I don't know.
Talk to me about it. Are the aliens coming, Mike?
I don't know.
Are the aliens coming April 8th?
Oklahoma, apparently. Oklahoma and Texas are preparing for, you know, they sent out their National Guard. They're going to have the National Guard reserves ready to go, which I don't know where this is coming from. Oklahoma's going to have, I believe, at least 115 OHPs, Oklahoma Highway Patrols, out and about. I don't know what that's about.
Well, they're telling you guys to get, like, prepared for food and 2 weeks of food.
Prepared.
What?
School closures, which I got to figure out which ones they are going to be closed. They've already officially closed on April 8th.
Whoa.
Yeah, school districts are closed. They're talking about the fact that we may not have any cellular service for a while, mm-hmm. if not for a day or two or so longer. So if I go MIA, then everybody should know.
Everybody's going to go MIA, dude. The aliens are coming April 8th. They're landing in Enid, Oklahoma. And that's where the new world begins.
So, doesn't matter who we draft in the 2024 draft, because I don't know. To be honest with you, dude, I don't know why.
It's so weird, man.
I really don't know why that we're having to. I don't know. To answer your question, I know you tagged me on that post. I don't know either. Oklahoma, yeah, they don't really go much into detail. It really doesn't give. I mean, they go what's going to happen and this, that, and why Oklahoma's doing this and this. But to set up and sit there and say, well, we're worried about X, Y, and Z, they don't go much into detail. All I can say is that we got the reserves loading up, ready to go, be shipped out. We got to have 2 weeks of groceries practically stockpiled in their houses.
Full tank of gas.
Yeah, full exactly.
Don't yeah, because you guys are going to be.
Apparently, we're going to be like, MIA,
dude, I'm saying. Is the earth flat? Dude, I went down an earth is flat rabbit hole the other day, and now I'm questioning everything I've ever known, dude. Is there a firmament? Is that what's going on here? Are we the earth is flat and the aliens are coming?
Well, you know, I really don't know. So if I send you a picture behind me, you already know what's going on.
Okay, Oklahoma, I hope you can send it. You know, dude, you and I will maybe never see each other again. All because the earth is flat and the firmament's going to open and the aliens are going to come in.
Well, I don't know. I don't know I have no idea why we're sending out troops. I don't know why we're sending out our OHP officers. I don't know why we got a stockpile. I don't know why schools are closing. That's the biggest one. But here in Oklahoma, our schools closed for the stupidest thing, so that doesn't surprise me.
Have you ever gone down a flat earth rabbit hole?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, dude. They're the best. I don't believe the earth is flat, for the record.
No, I don't either. No.
I'm a globe guy. You know, Christopher Columbus was right. But it is fun. It is a fun rabbit hole.
The conversations to have with people, I respect everybody's opinions. I really do.
I don't.
Well, to an extent, I do.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Somebody DM'd me once long, long time ago. And practically said that I forgot what it was, but it's go practically along the borderlines of I'm the smartest man known to earth. Okay, I'm just gonna flat out ignore that at this point, because when you're those little ghost little figure things on Twitter, you're not, or X, whatever they call them.
Yes.
You're broccoli, just a ghost, a bot.
Did you just say broccoli?
Definitely not broccoli.
Oh, okay. You're broccoli, not a ghost.
Yes.
Did I tell you about the prostitute I picked up like last month? Yeah. No. Yes.
So is this a Lyft? Is this another Lyft story?
It is a Lyft story.
Here we go.
I was the one getting paid in this.
Courtesy of.
Doobie?
Dubby
or Doobie?
Dubby.
Are you pitching coach. Doobies right now? Are we pitching Doobie?
Check out Dubby for all your health and energetic drinks needs. Use a code AeroTechPodcast and to save.
Yeah. Go get some Dubbies.
Story time with Clyde from the lift. So many of you know the field.
Yes.
Now we're up to almost 130 people. The field.
Yeah. Now that I talked about picking up prostitutes, everybody's all ears.
Just so you know, aliens are probably listening to this as we speak.
Dude, there's probably a flat earther in here going, yep, yep, firmament, yep, aliens are coming, yep, prostitutes, yep.
Real quick, do you know Joe Lieberman, politician?
Yeah, I do.
He passed away today.
Did he?
Right before the show started. I just now got the
notification. Oh, man.
So, but anyway, I don't.
I'm not sad. I don't like politicians. Like, sorry. Good.
I don't talk politics.
Thank you for your service.
For many reasons. Exactly.
Joe Lieberman.
And thoughts and prayers to the family. So going back to the.
Good job, Lieberman family.
Yeah, thank you. Going back to.
He's probably a lizard person.
Yeah, you never know.
That's another rabbit hole. Never mind. Everybody.
Like Pete Diddy. Why is Pete Diddy flying? But anyway. So going back to Lyft. Yeah. Going back to Lyft. Tell us your latest Lyft stories here, Clyde.
So, as you know, I do Lyft. In the morning, I had this pickup in Loveland, Colorado, which is a very decent town, I would say. And on 7th and Lincoln, there's like a liquor store connected to a hair salon. And at 10:30 in the morning, when you get a girl's name on a Lyft, you're thinking, okay, probably hair salon, probably not picking her up from the liquor store to go to Greeley, but who knows, maybe. Anyway, also one other tidbit. I know the ladies at the salon because I take my son there to get his hair cut. Right. So when I pull up and hit the flashers, everybody looks out at me and sees me, and I see them seeing me. So I wave and they wave back, and they're kind of watching me like, why are you here? And I'm thinking, there's a Monica is going to come out and she's going to get in my car, and I'm going to take Monica home to Greeley. That's what I thought. So they're looking at me. I'm looking at them waving. They're waving, kind of shrugging their shoulders.
Time out.
And sorry.
Give everybody conflict. To give them context, do you allow your pickupees in the passenger seat, or are they always backseat?
I mean, they can sit wherever they want. Everybody kind of sits right there in that seat.
Okay. Got it. Okay, go ahead. Just kind of curious.
Some people sit here, but they can if they want, but most people sit right there. Okay. Anyway.
Just curious.
So they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and then all of a sudden, dude, the most ratchety obvious prostitute walks out of the liquor store and lights up a Newport before she gets in my car, dude. And I'm like, oh no,
right?
That is Monica. And I'm like, oh no. And of course all the ladies in the salon are like, oh, he's gonna pick up a prostitute. And then I'm like trying to figure out how to cancel the ride. Cancel. And before I can cancel it, bro, she throws her Newport on the ground and jumps in the back seat. Like, literally, dude, she's wearing a mini skirt that's way too small for her. And when she jumps in like panties first, dude. And she just like, bam! And all the ladies go, oh my god, Clyde just picked up a prostitute in the parking lot of our, you know? And I'm like, what do I do? So I bounce. So we start driving. And it was true. She's definitely a prostitute. She tells me these stories, dude. But she has like no point of reference. Nothing is a point of reference. Everything is like these tangents. She just throws out like little like sentence tangents. And I'm trying to like, you know, decipher what she's saying to me, you know. And one of the things she tells me is, do you believe in the death penalty? And I'm like, I mean, you know, we, you know, I'm trying to like come up with a thought on the death penalty that's coherent and rational. And by the time she said, I can think of anything, she's on to the next thing. Well, one of the next things she tells me is that her husband was just sentenced to three life terms for human trafficking. And I'm like, whoa, dude, like this is deep, man. And then as we get closer to, so all of these little like tangents, right? So as we get closer to Greeley, she wants me to stop at the Wendy's, but she's like, I can't eat at this Wendy's. It's illegal for me to go to this Wendy's. And I'm like, illegal to go to Wendy's? She's like, yeah, I can't eat there. But if you order for me, I can. And I'm like, do you want me to go through the drive-thru at Wendy's? She's like, yes. So we go through the drive-thru. I order for her. I hand her her food. And she's like, thank you. I was hungry. Like, wow. So she eats the, she starts eating her food.
Why not?
In an like interview? I said, ratchet, dude. But what I think, dude, is that where that was a place that she's not allowed to be because of her affiliation with the guy right. that just got all these life sentences. And I was like, oh, something's going on around there. But I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I can only speculate. Right. I'm not going to say anything, you know, publicly well, of yeah. what I believe is going on. But when somebody tells you that they're involved in human trafficking and they can't go to this place, two and two makes four. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Interesting. So anyway, where I drop her off, Greeley is like a one-way. It becomes a one-way on 10th. 10th becomes 9th, and then the other way is 10th, whatever. So 9th Street, it's like I drop her off on 9th Street, and there's she's in this seat, dude, and it's all one way. So I'm on the far left, so cars are coming at an alarming rate right next to me. And she just, like, opens the door and jumps out, dude. And I mean, like, her miniskirt rolls all the way up to her chichis and just, like, panties are out, full on, cars driving by. It looks like I just dropped a prostitute off on 9th Street in Greeley, which, by the way, is where my mom lives and my grandparents and a bunch of my cousins and a lot of people know me. And I'm dropping off a prostitute in front of God and everybody. So I'm like, oh my God, so embarrassed for not just for me, but for her. It was just like so sad, dude. And to see like that so in my face, it was wild. It was wild. And so I obviously I had to call my wife afterwards because I don't want the ladies at the salon. So I called my wife and I'm like, hey, if any of the ladies at the salon call you and tell you I picked up a prostitute at the salon, it's true. I did. It was a lift, you know, whatever. But goodness gracious, bro.
What did your wife say?
She just laughed. She's like, wow, that's you're goofy, but wild story, man. It was shook, but it's funny, dude. So the same day, right, was ETH Denver. So Bitcoin conference was going on. I get a lift down to the airport. I pick the very next lift. A Bitcoin billionaire gets in my car.
Oh boy!
So I go from like three life term fucking human traffic to a Bitcoin billionaire in this like within 2 hours of each other. Like it's just wild how I'm exposed to so many like so much doing this job. It's pretty fun actually. Pretty interesting. And go get a doobie or a dubby or whatever.
You've added four new people, four new viewers since you
nice.
We're up to 130.
Nice.
I think I've hit a new time. I think I've hit that's this is definitely a new high.
Hello, hey, ask the them who they think the Broncos are gonna draft.
To all 130 plus people watching this right now currently.
Hi.
70 on my personal Twitter, 60 on the on the podcast one.
We just right on
YouTube.
What yeah, they just left. They were like, no more prostitutes. I'm out.
What is everybody's thoughts on Denver selection at 12? Trade up, trade down, select. Clyde's curious.
I am curious. I want to know what Broncos country thinks. Because, dude, we're in such a world of crap right now that, like, everybody is wrong at the same time. Everybody is right. Like, you can go in a million different directions. You literally could, and every direction is – it's like being on the North Pole. Like, every direction you go is south. Mm-hmm. So, I guess that's where we're at right now. We're at the North Pole, and there's a million different directions you can go, and they're all south. So – or we're at the South Pole, and every direction you go is north. Like, whichever way you want to look at it. Are you a glass half north or a glass half south?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
I prefer to look at it as a glass half south because I'm an optimist. And everywhere you go is north.
My thing is, it really varies. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah. Oh, we got one.
We haven't gotten no comments yet. Oh. Here's a hypothetical draft trade. Scrolling through Twitter as we speak, or X, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if, in fact, we trade... up to four, Broncos only received the fourth pick. Arizona receives the 12, the 76, which I would think that's the third round, 136, and then 2025 fifth.
Oh, nice.
That's the hypothetical draft trade.
Do it. Do it. Do it. They're going to do it. I know it. I feel it now. In my – what's that bone that's like right above your BC, your butt crack?
I don't know.
Your coccyx? I feel it in my coccyx right now that we are going to trade up to the four and take a quarterback. You don't have a coccyx?
What?
I think that's what it's called.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. You didn't take anatomy? I took an anatomy class.
I might have fell asleep during it.
I was looking for the clitoris. Okay. Are we
reading the comments?
Still on the air?
reading the comments. Everybody's saying no to those trades, just so you know.
No!
Someone says, I don't know, and this is on this person's post, I would rather trade back and tank. No, too rich with the amount of quality quarterbacks in the first round. If love it, love JJ, but we can't get Knicks and keep picks. Someone says no, too much. Mm. If this is all what it takes, yes, please. Definitely better than multiple first rounds. So we'll see. But
yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody's going to have their own. Everybody's going to go in their direction, and everybody's right, dude. I don't know what to tell you. It's so far gone at this point. Who knows? Like, wherever they go, I feel like it's positive. We have a first-round pick, for Christ's sake, for the first time in 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So that's neat.
Indeed.
So, I mean, things are looking up at this point. So, hey, there you go. Yeah, we get a first-round pick. So somebody is going to help us. It's going to be a good pick. Whoever it is, and there you go. Everywhere is north. Every direction is north.
Well, we can't get. I guess we could get worse. But we haven't been to the playoffs in almost a decade now. And so
yeah,
we can
tell me about it.
We can we can only go up. Hey, real quick before we wrap up the show. Jenna
Doobies.
Jenna Duddleston. I hope I pronounced her last name correct. In the talks of having her come on, talk some Chicago White Sox baseball, bar talk.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna, media personality. But if you follow her, and I don't know if you do or don't, but I'll let you know, it's Jenna Duddleston. She is actually will be at the White Sox game on Thursday. She just tweeted out what they call a campfire milkshake. And
dude, oh, I know that.
Yeah, dude, this looks amazing.
I know. I follow Fitz Magic. He does those too. She knows who Fitz Magic is. I'm sure she's like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah,
they know each other. Yeah. Fitz Magic, say hi to Fitz Magic. I follow that guy. He's cool. Yeah, nice. Go White Sox. They suck. They're like the Rockies of the AL, but all good.
She'll be coming on along with so much. I can't even say, I can't even go off. We got so much coming on, but hey, nice. Clyde, cool. As we wrap up, what's your thoughts on the potential doing the first ever? I'm going to have probably about three more people, make it a five duo show. To all the listeners out there, all 134, the max people I can get on a show, including myself, is five. I can do more, but there'll be no background layout. So I want to kind of keep the layout there as five. But out of the 134, real quick, if you guys are able to comment, draft first night, of course. What's your thoughts on doing a draft show?
I would love it. Let's do it.
Literally just... amp
let's
up.
Get three other foos and let's do that.
So if you're interested, I'll tweet it out. April, when's the draft? April 25th, 7th, first round?
I don't know. Yes, ish.
Somewhere in that ballpark. Anyway, details will come on X. Clyde, I enjoyed it as always, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thank you for it's good to see you, man.
Likewise.
Always fun. Always fun to catch up. Unfortunately, we don't agree on the Rattler thing.
But hey, we both got Justin Fields. You know, we both didn't agree on that one. And we
should have taken Justin Fields. By the way, we should have done that, right? We should have taken Justin Fields.
Well, at this point, might as well at this point because Jerry Jeudy is no longer a Denver Bronco. Because we selected him when we had a chance to select.
No, we took PS2.
CeeDee Lamb. Was that
PS2? Oh, no. Well, the Justin Fields trade, the Justin Fields draft was when we took PS2.
Oh, was it? I'm off a year off then.
Yeah. Yeah. It was dumb. It was dumb.
Well, regardless, we still passed up on CeeDee Lamb. He was there.
Yeah.
Literally, he was there. And he was going the next pick after we selected Jerry. So,
The Broncos have been retarded for 9 years plus now. So, can you say retarded?
Sure, why not?
Okay,
I have no idea. I don't know anymore.
I feel like they have retarded the growth of the Denver Broncos for the last 10 years by being stupid.
On that note, we're going to we are going to head off, but as always, my band, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Always fun.
Check out all the wonderful podcasts. As I mentioned, the Air Raid Attack is now officially part of the Off the Ball Network podcast network. Hopefully we still are after our wonderful conversations today.
Follow me on X. I need some followers. I need everybody's some people who like
talk to me. Yeah, I'll tweet that out.
It's like, out there. I think it's like Clyde Diesel 44, I think is my X handle. The only people who like my posts are like bots that want to show like their beaver to me.
Yeah, and you know what happens?
Which is nice. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's like everybody named Ariel will like my post. Exactly. Like, there's like nine Ariels and they all have a different freaking thing. It's like, oh, look at me. All the Ariels like my shiznit.
Check him out.
Like my Dodgers post or my Broncos post.
Was like I reached out to somebody earlier to have them come on and we're in the works of that, but it's like that certain butler. I'm like, just no. Morning Brew, yeah. Stew, Get a Bucket, podcast, Tacos and Touchdown, and the Hooper podcast, Up and Under podcast, Competitive Heads podcast, and so many more. The Off the Ball podcast as well, and there's so many more on there.
Yes.
That check them out, offtheballnetwork.com. Give all of them, excuse me, a listen and the follow on X and follow Cloud on X. His tweets are pretty entertaining. His thoughts are amazing. And
I'm kind of a troll.
Yeah, and that he is.
So, sorry, Ben Albright, radio. You're never right, but you're never wrong. You're always on the fence. Good for you.
Listen to all the listen to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow on Twitter at Air Raid Podcast. Follow me on Twitter if you like. Air Raid Mike. Clyde.
Bye. Oh,
take care, guys.
Sorry.
Are Be we... nice. Clyde, final words.
Adios, amigo.
Take care of yourself.
You've been listening to the Air Raid Attack Podcast. Sports, life stories, general topics, but mainly football. Can you blame us? Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you had as much fun as we did. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter at Air Raid Podcast and on YouTube and Facebook at Air Raid Attack Podcast. See you next time at your home of the unfiltered, unscripted, 100% authentic Air Raid Attack Podcast.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go! Go!